KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. It was great to catch up with Pastor Ray Montoya of Calvary Southwest. Go to the website, calvarysouthwest.com, for more information on the various ministries we talked about. ABQ God's Talent. This is a talent show that's designed for searching out mid-high and high school students with talent. You know, whether they're singers or dancers, comedians, musicians, performers, jugglers, poets. I don't know. Maybe you can build a birdhouse in 5 minutes. Whatever your talent is, they want to know about it. And it's free to participate as a contestant, and auditions are due by March 22nd. They actually have a way for you to do that digitally on YouTube. But not only free to participate and be a contestant, but on April 12th, a Friday night at 7 p.m., when they end up at Hoffmantown Church with the 10 finalists, it's free to go attend. What a fun family thing to get out and do on a Friday night at no cost. Harper and Ventura, Hoffmantown Church, want to thank them for being the venue for that. At least, I don't know if it's been every year, but for several years. So that primarily something for mid-high and high school students, whether they are going to public, private, or homeschool, they can participate. Now, for all ages, they're looking for singers for the multi-generational chorus that's going to open up the event on the evening of the performances by the top 10 finalists. That's April 12th. If that interests you, you need to go to the website as well. Here's where to go to find out more. Go to abqgodstalent.com. Should be a lot of fun. In studio with us, Evangeline and Mike Gomez with U-Turn for Christ. Have you guys ever been able to get to the ABQ God's Talent show?
No. Actually, though, Miss Jano was my son's music teacher.
Yeah, the Janos, Terry and Maria Sara.
Yeah.
Are the ones that put that together every year from the Janow Academy of Music. And what a talent they are. I mean, Terry, it almost seems like he downplays his ability. Terry, at one time, for those old enough like me to remember who this is, he was actually at one time part of the Lawrence Welk band.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, quite a saxophone player, and I'm sure much more. But, and there's a great opportunity for kids to participate. It's a great experience, and for families to get out and be a part of that. But yeah, I'll probably end up out there. I went last year, so
yeah. The talent shows are always a lot of fun. We actually host one in December as part of our Christmas party.
And, oh, you do?
And people come out, and it's always so surprising what people will do. We had one guy, his talent, he just kind of came up with it. It was a He ate a chili pepper, the hottest one that you can get, and then he wanted to give a gospel message. So it was
wow.
It was just interesting what you come up with.
Well, he gets everyone's attention, and everyone, you know, right? You get their attention, give them the good news. Nice job.
Yeah.
Kudos to him. Well, listen, for those that are listening, like, okay, you told me you turn for Christ and Mike and Evangeline, but I don't know is that a driving course? No, it's not. It's much more than that. I'll let either one of you jump in and let people know who aren't familiar with U-Turn for Christ.
Yeah, as the name implies, if you're on the wrong road of life, then it's never too late to turn around, and no one better to turn around for than Jesus Christ. And so,
and it's, I mean, essentially, and as I said earlier, I mean, it's an outreach to at-risk men and women.
Yeah.
There's a program people can go through who, you know, when we say at-risk men or women, I don't know really what else to call it. Maybe there's a better name, but let's be more descriptive about someone that is either listening and they would fall into this, or someone, who loves someone that needs assistance. What would you tell them?
Yeah, simply put, we have a program for men and women. We call them men's ranches, women ranch, men's ranch.
Uh-huh.
And the program is a 2 to 8 month program where they come and live with us. They get off of drugs and alcohol. They come under the structure of the program, which is the first 2 months. It's kind of like Bible boot camp or something like that, where you just are kind of learning about the Word of God. You do recovery curriculum. You do church services. You are involved in community efforts. And you just learn to live a different life than the life you're living in addiction. And there is people who are at risk, whether they're coming out of prison, who are coming out of a prison sentence for something drug related, and they want to transition back in. We'll have people like that. We'll have people who come off the streets, and a lot of people will sometimes think it's just related to homelessness, but it's not. There's a much broader spectrum of addiction. People who are dealing with addiction could be a house mom, could be a professional. We've had a doctor, a lawyer. We've had somebody who came in off the streets homeless. And we've had moms who have just fallen into addiction. And it could just be anybody.
It's all level ground at the foot of the cross.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the appealing thing about it, too, is for a Christian program you just have to commit for the first 2 months, and you can choose to do a further program, which is 6 months more.
Yeah.
Which is usually needed, but a lot of people will start off and say, I at least want to start this 2 months to begin to watch God work in my life. And so that's kind of where it starts. And a lot of people are thinking, you know, that's where I need to start. And of course, God begins to show and deal and lead people, and they realize that they either need more help or they have good family at home that can support them after the 2 months. There's all sorts of different scenarios.
Right. And of course, you're connected with other ministries that can be a part of assisting them as well. Hey, listen, if you just tuned in, we're in the midst of a conversation now with Mike and Evangeline Gomez with U-Turn for Christ. The website here in New Mexico is the letter U, Turn for Christ, newmexico.org. We'd encourage you to go check out the website. We're going to come back. There's a lot of things that U-Turn for Christ is planning, and you can be a part of supporting the efforts that they're making to reach the lives of those that reach out to them at U-Turn for Christ. We'll get back after the break and let you know more on ABQ Connect. All right, thanks for joining us. We're visiting with U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. The website is the letter U, Turn for Christ, newmexico.org. In studio with us, Evangeline and Mike Gomez. And in the first segment, went through what exactly U-Turn for Christ is. But if you or someone you know is struggling with a life-dominating sin, you mentioned drugs and alcohol. Are there other? Is it kind of that's it? Or
there's a broad spectrum of what people call addiction, but a lot of people overlook things like gambling,
yeah,
like pornography,
uh-huh,
like even eating or just out of control anger,
yeah.
And so there's a whole idea of addiction. And the fact is, many people are addicted to many things. Even video gaming is a huge addiction. And there's studies that show that video gaming and social media addiction is sets off the same receptors as cocaine.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same kind of.
Well, effect. I mean, really, if someone isn't sure, I don't know if U-Turn for Christ is right to help out this situation. Best thing to do is for them to get on the website and connect with you. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a vetting process that happens where we ask and inform people what the expectations are. And so you're not just going to come in and try it out. You want to be informed on what you're committing to. So there's a commitment to it.
All right.
And that's part of how it works.
Well, I know one of the last times we had you in here, we talked about one of your events, a barbecue that y'all had. And is that something that's going to happen again later this year?
Yeah, usually we do it every year, God willing,
yeah,
in October.
But you've got more things that are going to be much closer on the calendar. Let's address some of those. The first one is the Women's Prayer Breakfast, April 20th. And Evangeline, not your first rodeo, is it, with the prayer breakfast?
No, it's not. This one's kind of special, though, and we're going to be holding it in our newly. We have a prayer garden that we made in memory of my sister, who tragically passed away last year in January. And she had been through U-Turn for Christ 10 years ago. And her birthday is April 20th.
Okay.
So April 23rd is her birthday. Yeah. April 20th is the women's prayer tea. And it's just all about awareness. We want to get the women out there. It's all about community, letting them know that, you know, you're not alone. We're here in this together. And it's just a great time for fellowship and to dig into the word and be together.
So is that something that'll be on the website?
We will get it up on the website shortly, and it'll be an outdoor women's tea at our women's facility.
Nice. Okay. So for anyone interested in that, you want to keep checking at U-Turn for Christ. If you're not seeing it, just reach out to the ministry to get the details about that Saturday, April 20th. And is that a morning? It's a breakfast, right?
It'll be somewhere around probably 11 a.m. or so.
More like a brunch.
Warm up a little bit.
Yeah. more like a brunch.
Okay.
Pray for the weather.
Yeah. Yeah, since it's going to be outside. And that prayer garden, I have to imagine it's just a beautiful place to join together, yeah?
It's coming together real nice.
Nice. And another event, is this something close to your heart, Mike? Do you ride a bike?
Yeah, I ride a motorcycle. I like them. They're fun, you know. You don't have to be a bummer when you're living right for the Lord.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot of great things you can do to go out and, enjoy life.
Well, there's going to be a bike run a week after the women's tea on April 20th. The bike run with U-Turn for Christ is April 27th. And for those guys that are and gals that are listening, I know several couples that go out and do that together. Do you ride a bike, Evangeline?
Absolutely not.
I can't get around it.
Okay, you don't drive or ride?
Not at all.
Okay, my dad would be very pleased with you. By the way, my dad was a nurse anesthetist, and he saw all the broken bodies. Kudos to those of you that get out on bikes and enjoy that. Just be safe. And let me at the same time say to the drivers in Albuquerque and wherever you're listening, be aware of the bikes around you.
Yeah, look out for those bikes in springtime now.
Yeah.
Take an extra look to your left and your right.
That's right.
They're out there.
So what are you hoping to do with the bike run?
Well, one of the things is, again, promoting awareness of, and that's the theme of the bike run is awareness for drugs and alcohol. Recovery.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have some speakers at the end of the event.
Okay.
Some food speakers. But the bike ride itself will actually start here at Calvary.
That's the main Calvary Church on Osuna, west of Jefferson.
Yep.
Okay.
And so that's going to be sign-ups from 9 to 10. And you just sign up on the day of. You show up, you sign up. There'll be information on the website, social media as well.
Can I bring a moped?
Yeah, you can bring whatever. You could ride a bike, you know.
One of those bike. Those powered bikes? An e-bike?
Yeah.
Could you do an e-bike?
Whatever's street legal.
Okay.
You know, we're going to have some traffic directors, and if you want to volunteer for that, we're looking for some of the Christian motorcycle groups to get in. But you know what? Any groups are that want to participate are welcome to.
Yeah.
Just get a hold of us for information. And I do mean any group. So we want them to feel reached out to, loved on, and have the opportunity to have healing in their life. Many people are struggling with addiction. Many people have been through addiction and have something to share with others who are going through it. So we hope to prepare to promote that and to just kind of bring awareness to the tragedy. There's a lot of tragic stories that are happening. And as you heard, my wife's sister tragically passed away. And there's just so many more families that are dealing with things like that, that we would do anything to keep another family from having to go down that road, and just to be able to reach out and have arms open and say, Jesus loves you and he can set you free. Here are the resources and the people who can support you through this. So, you know, not just speaking, but showing up and really being able to provide an avenue for them to walk on and hope and to see others who have made it. Because if you don't see the living testimony, you know, Jesus, how will they know if they're not sent,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You know, Paul in Romans. So send me, Lord.
Well, April 27th is the date for the bike run. If you missed the date for the women's tea, that's April 20th. Keep looking for details at U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. That's .org. And the other thing I want to mention real quick, because this has been my new place to bring cool stuff that I don't need anymore, is the thrift store, 5500 San Mateo Boulevard, Northeast. I'll be transparent. There's been a lot of years that I was just dropping stuff off somewhere else, and the thrift store there can take the proceeds from that and put it to use, reaching lives with the good news about Jesus Christ. And they've got cool stuff. Some of it was mine.
Yeah, so. You know, it's a really neat place. We call it our thrift store and outreach center. One of the things that happens when you bring in the nice items, the usable items, whatever, we turn around and we make it usable. We either sell it or we gift it to people. And believe it or not, we get people in from every walk of life.
Well, as you can hear, we're out of time. Thanks, Mike. I do want to give the website for the thrift store. U-Turn, the letter U-Turn, nmthrift.org. That's the place to go to buy stuff and drop off the cool stuff you don't need anymore. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Evangeline.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.